Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Did you see all the COVID headlines today? This is 720 WGN. I thought we'd take a couple minutes to address some of the things because there are all kinds of COVID headlines every day, but there are two COVID headlines that caught my eye. One, COVID-19 vaccine study links side effects with greater antibody response. And the second headline that caught my eye, here's when to get the new booster so you're protected on Thanksgiving, because let's face it, we're all gathering on Thanksgiving and you know what that means. So we turn to our friend Dr. Michael Bauer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. So when is the best time to get the new booster, doc, so that we're protected on Thanksgiving, so we've got that protection?
Yesterday, Lisa. Good afternoon. How are you doing? There is absolutely no reason to be waiting. We know that it takes about 10 to 14 days when you're getting a booster for it to have full effect and generate kind of peak antibody response. But when you're getting a booster, especially a second one, it can be even sooner than that. So there is no reason to delay. There's no reason to put it off. Get it now. It will certainly provide you that protection for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and into the whole holiday season and New Year.
Doctor, are you so tired of people reading an article that says, get your booster on November 10th so you're protected for Thanksgiving? When you're a doctor, and that's why I wanted you on to talk some sense to me, my family, my friends, and everybody else.
Yeah, what that means is if you wait to get your booster till November 10th, you may not be getting it then because you may end up getting COVID between now and then. So again, why wait? Why put it off? There's absolutely no reason to be doing that. Do want to remind all the listeners, if you've had a booster at all relatively recently before the bivalent came out, you need 2 months between the last one and to be able to get this one now. So for most people, they should be eligible now. You do have to have completed the primary series. If you were previously unvaccinated, you can't just go get the new booster against the Omicron variants. You have to complete the original one, which is still providing good protection against severe illness and hospitalizations. However, unfortunately, we see a lot of breakthrough cases now with these new variants.
Okay, so Dr. Michael Bauer is with us, Northwestern's Lake Forest Medicine Hospital, and we appreciate you giving us a couple minutes of your time. There was a paper published on Friday in the journal JAMA Network Open, and they talked about the side effects that people get following the vaccination. Can you tell us about having symptoms after the vaccination and whether that's a good thing or a bad thing?
You know, Lisa, we heard so many people being fearful of the side effects of the vaccine, which are real. And remember, side effect is not an adverse or bad event. It's showing that your immune system is ramping up, doing what it's supposed to be doing, responding to that vaccine and making antibodies. What that study showed and proved was for those people that had side effects of fever, chills, more systemic type symptoms rather than just a sore arm, they had an extremely robust, good immune response to the vaccine. So that's a good thing. But the flip side, if you didn't get any of those side effects, nothing, just had a sore arm, mild headache, etc., that doesn't mean you didn't have a good immune response. It still provided very protective levels, just not quite the same as the people that got the more robust type of response.
Flu shot and COVID shot together or no?
Just fine. That I'd recommend probably separating them in each arm, but it is absolutely fine to get them both. Our bodies face many more pathogens, virus, bacteria, et cetera, every single day. So getting two vaccinations at once really is a drop in the bucket for our immune system.
Someone said they got the new vaccination. 6 days later, they got COVID. Did they still get the full effect of the vaccine? That's what they're asking.
Yes, they still got not only the full effect of the vaccine, but the body's natural immunity. So if we were to draw their blood and look at their antibody levels, they would be kind of in the super protection level right now. It's too bad that it didn't help prevent the infection, but it probably did modify how sick they got and keep it to a milder illness.
Thank you so much for jumping on the Lisa Dent Show. We always appreciate you sharing your knowledge with the world.
My pleasure. Have a great day. Take care and stay safe.
Coming up next, the newsroom temperature check. First, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.